to a very special episode of They Ain't Your Friends podcast. I'm Nidra.
She's a sensible one.
I'm Andrea.
She's the nice one.
And I'm Toya.
The one you either love or hate.
All right, so we are recording live.
We are live.
Okay. We're not for them.
Considering.
Live from Barbados.
We are live from Barbados. Woo! Yes. So we did we've been planning this trip for over a year. We did this trip to celebrate the girls in our little friendship circle, all turning 40 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we were here for 6 days, some 5 days.
Yes.
Some 6 days. We still got some time to go. So we wanted to record a little special episode for you guys.
Yeah, so our episode this week is going to be about our glows and grows of our experience here in Barbados. And we have a special guest who is one of our traveling mates and a faithful listener.
Yes, definitely. Yes,
we have Miss Tiana Cabbage Stalk. Hey. Hey, Cabbage Stalk.
Hey, Cabbage Stalk. Got our full government name.
Yes.
Hey, to da da.
Yeah, so we came out here. We've been having like a really, really great time. We're recording right now, like on a late. Well, is it late?
No, feels late. But no,
the days have seemed so long.
But the sun rises super
it
early.
Does. The sun has been up. I woke up today at like 5:45. The sun was full bright. Like it rises. In fact, I guess I'll look at my phone. It rises at like 5:30.
Yeah,
oh
it was super
it feels
bright.
Like the days are so long.
But it gets dark super early too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
by 6 o'clock it's like almost pitch black.
Maybe that's what it is. So oh my god.
And we had a full day.
Sun rises at 5:46 and it sets at 5:42.
Oh wow.
And we got up at like 6 o'clock to be ready on 6:30.
But no, I felt like every day has been like the time just drags, which I'm not complaining about, but the time just like drags.
No, like I feel like I had a nice full vacation.
Yeah, me too.
Today was a long day. Today and Friday were very long. Very, very long. So with that being said, we're going to jump into our glows of the trip. So I feel like we should go around at least say two glows, two grows. Okay. So my first glow, our other two
traveling
buddies, they tapped out. But one of my glows is we went to a wonderful rum factory, distillery, and because Barbados is known for their rum, and they had a contest. And so who knew that my inner bartending skills was going to come out, and me and my group smash them in their drink. And I just wanted to say, like, now that I really know that I'm a mixologist, oh my god, like I know that's my calling. It's truly my calling.
You've been doing that from college.
Yeah,
so.
I have, like, since I started drinking. But now I really know, like,
yeah,
this is what I'm meant to
what
do.
What you meant to do?
Confirmation.
Oh, they put the stamp on it. I beat 5 groups, even one lady with a bar. Boom.
Oh, one of the people in there.
The couple that was there. And I was like, they're gonna be my new friends
from Russia.
No,
they were from
Australia, but that's probably not where they were from.
I thought the ladies in New Hampshire.
Not them.
Those was the people that's
not them. Yeah.
But the taller gentleman and his wife, she owns a bar. She was like, don't tell nobody that, and I lost.
Oh yeah, they had the martini and they added something.
Yeah, but their drink was really good. Somebody had a banana drink. It had a lot of banana in it.
It was that was the skinny.
Okay, yeah. And the presentation was nice, but the
that was a skinny.
The
girl.
Banana was like overpowering. Okay,
so that's your first one. That's your second one.
No, that's my first one. So then we're gonna go around it.
Oh, we're doing two rounds.
Yes.
Okay. Andrew.
Oh, okay. I guess one of my glows from the trip was really today. We had like a yacht cruise or catamaran, and it was just so fun. And so funny because when we booked it, I was like 9 to 2. That is 5 hours on the water. That's a long time. Like, what are you going to do? But it was so fun. Like, it was relaxing. I mean, the views were just breathtaking. it was just fun. We just had a good time. The crew was just phenomenal. So, like, it was just so fun. Like, I just had such a good time. And the time went by so fast. Like, mm-hmm. when the first time I looked at my watch just to do a time check, it was 1 o'clock. I was like, oh, my God. Like, mm-hmm. So that was just so fun. Just, and also, it confirmed that I'm supposed to be rich because just being on a yacht and relaxing, the sun, somebody's feeding you, making you drinks, making sure you're okay, just laying there, don't have a place to be. I was like, man, this is the life I was meant to live.
Really?
Just yeah. definitely.
Facts.
It just felt so good.
Yes, like, indeed. It was really good.
Amazing. So that was like one of my glows of the trip. Who's next?
Oh, okay. One of my glows is the house that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we are in a really beautiful home, a villa that we rented that has a gazebo in the back and a pool, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful house. So it's definitely one of my goals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and like Nutra did a lot of the coordinating for the trip, so we're very grateful to her. But we have to talk about the house is gorgeous. We have to talk about how, like, when we first pulled up, though.
Shilligan's Island.
Oh, my God. Because the house and, like, all of the amenities face backwards. So when you pull up, you just see this gate. And not the most. I mean, I have learned just from traveling and things. Like, America, we do a lot of over-manicuring of our yards and things. So a lot of the grass is overgrown, like, in the neighborhoods that we drove through to get here. And then the sign is very underwhelming. Like, it's not one of those signs. Sometimes you go to resorts or places, and the sign itself is very, like, ordinate, you know,
grand.
And grand, yes. But this was not that. And we pulled up, we were like, and Nidra fumbled. She heard her say, this isn't that what the picture looked like. And we all would kind of be like, oh, no. We
I was
be
like,
here
oh,
six
damn.
Days.
Shilligan's Island.
Man, all of our stomachs felt away. But as soon as we walked in, we were like, thank you, Jesus. And the pool and the amenities, beautiful.
Yes, everything is so
great. But I was like,
a little shook
God.
For a minute.
Because I'm also not used to, like it's, you know, it's very tropical. It's very humid.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, there's... The water kind of, like, the humidity shows on the houses. Let me just put
yeah,
it that
it
way.
Does.
And so between, like, the overgrown, like, wildlife, not wildlife, nature.
Yeah.
And the exterior. Although the exterior of the home is not that bad.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's just that first one. It's that first villa.
Yeah.
Which you, that you come up on.
Yeah,
we also over manicure things.
Yes,
like
yeah,
you know, the grass is always like this tall, inch tall, and we do that.
Yeah,
like,
but I was like, oh my God,
I was thinking Shilligan's Island. All I can think about is seeing Martin fighting
that thing, that splash,
whatever that was.
But no, it's like a gorgeous house. So
I know, Tiana, did you want to share, or are you?
Yeah, I can share. I really enjoyed the trip today, the day trip on the boat, Silver Moon. It
yes.
was really fun. It's kind of more of my nature, the water and being
yeah.
able to snorkel. I don't like to touch the sea life, but I do like to see it.
Yeah.
It was really relaxing. Of course, the water was really
so
just
good.
Breathtaking
yeah, yeah.
the weather,
yeah.
you know, comparing to when before we came checking the weather, like the weather has really helped
yeah.
out
mm-hmm.
for us to be able to do, you know, outside of the house things. But yeah, that was a really good event to do today.
Yeah,
it was
so really good.
Perfect weather, everything.
It wasn't super hot, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, it was good.
Right.
Okay, so my second glow. It's just being here with you guys. Like, it's so good to be in. And we've done a podcast about traveling with friends before, but literally we had a great talk today on the boat, like how we all fit in this, in our relationship. And we were just saying like how people claim they're not bossy, and I'm not really going to point any fingers, but I'm going to point some fingers. They're not really bossy, but we all just fit in where we can. Like, I'm more like, people always think like, oh, Toya, the one that's going da 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 da. I'm not. It's really Andrea. So like, Andrea is like, she is going to be the person that's going to be outspoken, speak her mind. Nidra just like, she don't know what's going on. I'm just in there like, oh, we're going to make it work. Tiana just like, now what y'all doing? All right, I'm coming. Tangie, who's here, she's just like, whatever. And our other person, Tisa, is just like, sure, let's do it. So we just all fit together. There's not a lot of Indians. We all play our part. And it's just been working. So I really have enjoyed you all. We've had a great time. We explored things, we did things, and I just want to say thank you. And Nidra, thank you. And I got three now. And I want to personally thank you because you did a phenomenal job with everything. I mean, like, I cannot thank you more. Like, I know it was a lot of work, you were working while you were doing this, but you did a phenomenal job.
Thank
so
you, friend.
That was my other glow.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, I have to second that. Like I said, it in my first one, you did a great job planning this and preparing for this and doing all of that, and it was pretty awesome to, you know, sit back and not have to do a lot of the planning.
Right.
It was a lot. It's not to be underestimated how much it took to coordinate all of this. So very, very grateful for all of that and appreciate, you know, you doing that type of hard work. The funny thing I was thinking about our group too, and we'll probably talk about this in another episode, but it's so true. And it's funny how, like, when certain people have certain qualities, it makes your other qualities stand out because usually sometimes in our group, we have other members who are more outspoken. So then that's when I play my, you know, I go with the flow. But this group is so, like, chill and underwhelming. Somebody has to be, like, the person who says, like, we're going to just do this. Because nobody's done it. But I love it. Like, we traveled, and this is, like, such a good group to travel. I feel so blessed because I've had some good travel experiences this year with a whole bunch of people. And that is so fortunate because it's hard to get people together and have a successful trip. And then, look, I don't have the feeling today when I get back on the plane tomorrow, like, I'm glad that's over. Like,
right, yeah,
I don't feel like I'm sick of her. Yeah, I don't have that feeling. So I do really appreciate that. And I was going to say my second glow of the trip was very similar. Like, we have just had such a good time with the group we've had. I honestly have not had any moments like, oh, she getting on my nerves, or, oh, I'm sick of her, or I need a time out. Like, it has been really chill. We've had good space. We've had good group time together. We've had good, you know, enough individual time together. Like, that's just such a blessing because you can just travel with even people who are your friends. Like, people who you consider your friends can't always travel together. You know, some groups of friends, like, they friends, but they can't be together for 5 straight days. Yeah. It's not going to work out. The friendship going to be over by the time they get back. So I just feel, you know, I know Toya kind of hit on that, but I just really feel like that was an awesome part of this trip is that, you know, I'm not leaving, like, I can't talk to Nidra for another week. I'm going to need a break from her, you know, or anybody, you know, Toya, yeah, any of us. I still feel good about y'all, which is a lot, you know. Some people, it don't work that way.
Yeah.
Do you have another clue?
Yeah, well, I kind of like the organization of it all. Nidra, you did do an excellent job. I do think that everyone is a go-with-the-flow kind of person here.
Yeah.
And so it just worked, you know, to where there was no real extra headache. Oh, well, she want this.
Right.
And
right.
Then we can't make it work. And so I think that was, you know, really good. So thank you personally. But I also did the coordination of the days to do things. It was enough time to, you know, have the tour for the rum tour, but then we still had, you know, time to do something different or just chill and relax. The spa day yesterday was just really relaxing, really, really needed. And then today, you know, just being able to go out and then still have time to come back and relax and just feel, you know.
It wasn't go, 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 go.
Number one pointer, as much as Miss Angela is slow, I appreciate not having to cook.
Yes.
So that is for me for this week.
I know, I was like,
I mean, it took her a while to get it together, but it was all good. It was edible.
Yeah, let's do a sidebar and talk about Miss Angela.
Well, that might be another part of the conversation.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed that part.
Yeah, no, actually that was gonna be my glow. My glow was going to be that we had a personal chef that made us breakfast and we had dinner tonight. And just being able to just come downstairs and just
Well, we was like coming downstairs and chilling
for a little bit.
like for 2 hours.
I was not just no little bit.
But they like, all she did was cut up some potatoes. And what in the love is she putting in the potatoes?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she took her time.
Yeah, she did.
Time. Yeah. And she looked at you too like, I'm going to take my time. Yep. Don't rush me.
Because she got here today. And I was like, oh, maybe she did decide to go with 4:30. Because she must have got here. The one time I looked at my watch, it was 4:20. And she had been here, like, we got here at like 2:40. She must have got here like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I was like, oh, maybe she decided that we'll eat at 4:30 because we have requested about seven. We have requested, though. She asked us, and mind you, this is a chef that we pay. She asked us the day before. She said, what time do you want to eat? And we said 4:30. And she said, no. That was too early because we were going to be hungry from the cruise. We weren't going to be hungry. And I said, okay, I was willing to listen to that. And so she said 6:30 or 6 or something like that. But oh my gosh, like she got here like 4 o'clock and dinner was not served till like 3.
And 7.
7. And yeah, it was 3 hours. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yes, we all took a nap. We then went outside.
Went by the pool.
By the pool, relaxing again. We came back.
Hey, took showers.
And at one point, Tangie came out and said, oh, she's just about finished. That was like an hour and a half before we actually ate.
Yeah, but I definitely appreciate it.
And the food was good. And when we ate, it was good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but
Island time. That's the island time.
That's right. And I wasn't messing with it. Go ahead, take your time as Angela.
I mean, that's exactly what I did told y'all the other day. Messing with Angela.
Yeah, but that was great.
You walk in that kitchen, she look over her shoulder like, what you mean here for?
Nope. So
she
got kids
in
our age. We not feeling with
it. I ain't messing with it.
Oh, my God.
So we can move on to our grows. And grows are just things that, you know, maybe next time. I am going to come with a layer of mosquito repellent. Because I have been bit to the point of no return. To the point where I was trying to take a nap and got bit on my toe. It is too much. Too much. I need a shield. I need something because they are tearing me up. Oh my gosh, they're so bad. But that's my
girl. I didn't get bit till today.
Oh, I've been getting. I've been living.
It's only because I fell asleep outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I definitely thought I was safe in here, but I kind of passed out today. So I
But no, the door kept opening and she cooks with the window open.
She does.
Oh, because of the ventilation.
Yeah. So, I was the second degree to that because these things are my ankles,
you've been getting
my arms, just like every day, at least 4 or 5 bites. And you just don't see them at all, not like at home. You know, you might see them coming.
Yeah, they were sneak attacking. Like, I got one on the elbow. I got one on my toe. It was a sneak attack.
Yeah, they have a good strategy of not being discovered.
Right.
That's funny. I think my grow would be, and this was just me personally, it's nothing. And I guess I normally do this because if I go on vacation, I normally plan my own vacation. But Nidra did such a great job. She planned the vacation. But, like, so much stuff I didn't look up that we probably should have known before we got here. Like, the conversion rate of the money. Different ways of things. You know, this is just a little
It was so many things that I did not look up. And I was like, why didn't I
just... And normally I do that before I travel. Like, I usually have a little bit of knowledge. I'd be like, well, I know this is something. And I ain't do none. I got on the plane and handed that one out. I ain't know conversion rate. I didn't know culture, customs. I didn't know certain things. But, you know, and obviously that's a stretch for a grow, but it is something that personally I needed to have done a little bit more of. Because I was like, what? We in a spot on Google. Now, what's the conversion rate for this?
That's why you became the treasurer.
And just so many things, like the taxes and just the customs and all of that.
Lord,
like,
yes.
I'm usually better at having looked that up before and done a little bit of, you know, cultural research before I go somewhere. But, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I second that because I planned the trip and I didn't do it.
Well, I at least read the little thing that you gave
me. I didn't even read
that. To be able to know that. To know that if you've paid in American dollars, you got Barbados. day and my dad. And that's why I was like, let me bring some change because we just, you know, didn't know.
Right.
But that was,
none of these
read that.
Yeah.
I didn't. Especially about the camouflage.
I did. Yes.
I don't wear it, but when I saw it, I was like, something really has to be, you know, with that on why they wouldn't let people, you know, tourists just wear it. And so we found out it's because of the military.
Yeah. Yep. I think one of my goals is to be somewhere more centrally located. Because we're in the, you know, I guess we're in the boondocks.
I guess.
I don't, we don't know.
I don't think so. I think no matter where we
spread out,
where we stay, like, I don't think there's no central location.
Yeah, I was like, is there a
central location? I can't tell that either. And usually you could tell, like, oh, this is where everything is, but I haven't gotten that sense.
Okay, yeah. So, because I was like, man, I feel like we know should be, but you're right. I really can't tell because I don't know. Like,
and I feel like we're still, like, in reasonable distance because even with the first time we left for the rum tour, I felt like we was on the, you know, in the van for a long time. But today, I didn't feel
that way.
No, so I just think it's because we don't know where we are. True. We're not familiar with the roads. It seems like we're much further out.
Yeah.
It does, because I was shocked when I looked at my watch and we got in. It was 2:40. We left there at like 2 o'clock, a smidgen after 2. So and we dropped people
and we
off.
Did drop
so
off.
It was only like 30, 35 minutes. So I was shocked about that because, like you said, but I think just because we didn't know where we were going, you know, I'd be asleep, so I have no concept of time in that van.
Yes. On that flight, on the bus.
Yeah.
That hypnotized her.
It did. I don't know why every time I got in that van, I passed out, but I sure did. Every trip, taxi ride, I have been passed out every time.
Yeah. Did I have another room? Other than these mosquitoes, I don't know. No, I don't have another one. I just really enjoyed my time here.
Nothing. At least the other thing was out of our control. We did have some water issues. That was completely out of our control.
But I was telling Andrew, like, I feel like that's something they may do. Like, they don't need no water between 1 and 5. You should be then bathed by them.
I can't imagine that's intentional, or they wouldn't notify you. And Demir never mentioned, the house manager never mentioned it.
Because it might be their norm. I don't know. Do the research.
Yeah, but I don't really have any other grow-ups either. Like, this is a really good trip. Like, I've enjoyed myself. I enjoyed, the trip, the company, the accommodations, everything.
Yeah, no, everything has been, like, really good. Like, really good. Like, from day one, like, everything has been really good. The rum tour,
and it's been a proper spacing of accidents. Because you know how sometimes you like feel like you're going from one thing to another to another, or there's too much downtime. Like, it's been a perfect, like, we could have had one more day. Like, I need to be home, but I could have had like one more day.
Yeah, if I didn't have to work, I would have stayed too. But
yeah,
responsibilities call.
Anything else, ladies?
Other than I'm up here fanning myself, it's a little warm. So our house doesn't have central air in the main living areas.
But it does. I mean, I've been very comfortable. And, like, they keep these, they got, like, 4 fans on. Because it's not hot to me. Like, I hate being uncomfortable. But they have, like, 4 fans in here, which we had to turn one off so we can
record.
But yeah, it doesn't feel, and the bedrooms, at least the bedrooms have it. I would trade it main area for bedrooms all day.
Oh, yeah. It can get comfortable in here.
Yeah, it's very,
yeah. It can definitely get comfortable in here, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice. All right, so what's up next?
Well, we've been on vacation, so I don't know what else to talk about.
Well, the Tyler Perry thing. Like, I woke up this morning and I saw that.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah. So another grow or glow?
It's a grow. Well, it's a grow glow. So, I don't know what happened to my international calling since being here. But it has, like, I have not been, like, on my phone. Like, my phone literally was on 34%. It stayed there.
Wow.
And my phone has not gone under 20%. I have been, like, so disconnected from the world.
Yeah.
Only time I can get on my phone was when we were actually in the villa so I could use the Wi-Fi. But I have been so out of touch, and thank you for WhatsApp because that's all I got. I mean, and then my phone would ring like sporadically and here and there, but I have no idea what happens to my international calling. But yeah, that was it. I've been like in touch but out of touch. And I saw a couple of pictures. I have, when I land and I lay over tomorrow, I'm gonna have like 200 text messages.
Probably.
And you'll have enough time to.
Yes. Go for it. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, so in pop culture, like I woke up today, you know, wake up, still scrolling through Instagram. That's my decompress. Oh my God. Like, and all I saw was everybody and anyone who's anyone was at Tyler Perry's grand opening or re-grand opening of the Tyler Perry Studios. I mean, everybody was there, from the Clintons to
Beyonce
to Oprah to regular hip-hop artists to actors.
Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Yeah, that was, yeah, they had church service today. That was,
yeah,
like
the like
place to be.
Something.
The pictures were amazing. Like, that was definitely the place to be if you are somebody.
Yeah.
Atlanta was jumping this weekend. I wonder what the airports look like.
Oh.
Like, that's kind of so, but I mean, yeah. Atlanta of all places, but.
Oh, yeah.
So many
and
celebrities.
And was the BET Hip Hop Awards there, too?
And aren't they there? Yeah, I think they are. It probably was crazy. And I bet you hotel prices were so expensive.
Atlanta is expensive, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's that was also the only thing that I'm really aware of in pop culture, I think we talked about Tyler Perry like a couple of episodes ago. Like, what he's doing is really just like iconic, phenomenal, just groundbreaking work that he's doing in the entertainment industry, and not only entertainment but just for Black people.
Yeah,
it's just phenomenal. So, like, kudos to him. Again, I hope, you know, him being a studio owner, he may back up a little bit from
his writing, directing, producing.
Because we don't need any more acrimonies. Anybody who knows Tyler knows we do not need.
Don't need no more.
Another acrimony.
Yeah.
Or another four color girls who can't see the star. Whatever the name, I don't want to just forget the name of the actual play. But we don't need that. So I hope maybe he'll really get into the executive status.
I mean, he's been had studios. What y'all talking about?
Oh gosh, Tyler, please don't. like, please don't. Just
pick what you want to do. You gonna write or act? But you
because
can't
he has now, he has the two more shows coming out on BET, right?
Because he's getting a streaming deal with these other streaming.
Yeah, and that's too expensive,
plus.
So I'm
he
not
has,
doing
oh,
that.
Oh, he has the Sisters, and he has
some
the
presidential.
Oval,
yeah,
the
like
oval
this,
house,
like the
oval.
Black. I call
it
the Black.
Yes, it is the
like
oval
West
house.
Like,
no, no, no.
Or
what's the girl Carrie Washington?
Scandal.
Like the Black Scandal, but the husband's the president's wife is Black.
The president, well, is white, and then
the wife is
first
black.
Lady.
Black. But they had a lot of drama and stuff.
Interesting. So we're gonna see how it goes. And I don't like the name. I don't like that they call the show Sisters. That's too close to Girlfriends.
Is that the concept though? Like some good friends.
It's four women dealing with relationships.
Oh yeah, that is too close to Girlfriends.
It's super close. Yeah, it's super close.
I think
it's different enough from, because, you know, I never thought of living single as being the same as Girlfriends. I thought
it is different, yeah.
You know, and that was four single women, but I feel like this sister show is like, although it's not a comedy.
Oh, it's not.
I don't think it's a comedy. Does he write comedies?
What are you talking about?
All
his stuff is comedy.
And the Browns.
The Browns.
Oh, shit.
House of Pain. All of that stuff that was coming on.
Oh.
UPN, the weather was that.
Not UPN. Oh,
I forgot about all of that.
Yeah, he does a whole bunch of comedies.
So I don't know what this is.
Well, hopefully these
like
actors can bring a different type of comedy to it, but
if the writing's bad, I don't know. Because
we have seen him make the best actors look.
It's what they say. You can't, what they say, you can't act out a bad script.
Right.
The best actors can't.
I'll act
I'll,
the bad script.
Yeah, yeah
that sentiment.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. I'm going to try. Oh, I'm going to know. Does Sisters come on regular BET?
Girl, if it don't come on regular BET, I'm out.
I think all his new stuff is...
What's the price for the BET Plus?
Like $10.
Yeah, I'm not doing
it. Not so for the no BET. So the same as Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah. BET.
I don't know about that.
I'll wait this thing out. I'll let it be on BET because they're going to need it to push it. That's how
the content. That's true. If they will want to introduce us, I bet you a lot of it will start or like premiere. I do want to see the first Wives Club.
Oh, and that's on.
That looks cute. Plus. Yeah, that looks cute. That
but I'm not paying on that.
And I saw something, I think, I don't know if it was in comments or something, or somebody's Instagram post that is actually decent, First Wives Club.
Right, but that's not Tyler Perry show. It's just the BET Plus show, but I don't think it's Tyler. No, it's not Tyler Perry, because it's another famous producer, like not Yvette Nicole Baza, but one of them ones, you know, who we've seen in a lot of different type of shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of them, they do that.
Speaking of which, sidebar, do y'all think Mara Akil Brock is going to come back with something? Mm-hmm. What y'all think?
Maybe when she get a new man.
I don't think she's going to get a new man.
She's still with the husband?
As far as I know, I haven't heard of anything else. But isn't the one show still on where he is the director of the superhero show, Black Lightning or something? I think that still comes on.
That's on UPN. CW.
CW still comes on UPN. The CW, yeah. They still have shows, I think, in the mix. I think The Love Is Drain just went south because it's, we don't play
Oprah
that. And I think the woman who, wrote the script was contesting that was her product or something. Yeah. That was her material, so.
Because that was the only thing that they just had the two shows. They had Love Is and that.
Black Lightning or Power or something. I think so. We mean that's on actively?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I still wish Love Is. I feel bad.
That was such a good show. And it was so promising. Like the second season was going to be so interesting.
It was such a good show.
I know. I wish there was some way they could work that out. But
they need to do like a game, how the game did.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let somebody else buy it.
Yeah, somebody else took it over.
Yeah, that just didn't work out, so. Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, I love all the new black content, but I want it to be quality black. And I don't want to have to pay. I know I'm making a lot of caveats. I don't want to have to pay
$10.99
for it. And they need to merge it. But that's the thing, too. Like, that's the new hotness. Like, Disney is getting its own streaming, which is a lot of this stuff is making Netflix weak because, Disney originally had all Disney movies were
and they
on
pulled
Netflix.
All their movies.
Yes,
from
so they had
Netflix.
All this and Disney is also Marvel. So all the superhero movies were there, Disney movies were there. Now they're gonna probably go to Disney streaming once they expire. NBC is taking Office and the Friends and something else. Then I'm sure Being Mary Jane, those type of shows gonna go to BET's platform. So all these places are getting their own streaming, which is diluting Netflix. I don't know, Netflix is
I don't think so, because you know what?
Well, Netflix, they have a lot of
original programming.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the beauty of Netflix. Like, it's a one-stop shop. They have the original stuff. Yeah. They have the other stuff you want to see. Because to me, if you're going to cut the cord, but then have 10 different subscription services, that defeats the whole purpose.
It does.
It defeats the whole purpose. So then you got to decide, which one I'm going to get. You know, HBO is getting ready to have their own, which is crazy because it's already cable. Why they need another streaming? That's a whole nother rabbit hole. All right. Well, this was our podcast live from Barbados. Mm-hmm. Tiana, thank you so much for joining us.
Staying up with us.
We're very happy to have
you
here.
Thank y'all for having me.
And we'll be back on our regular schedule next week. And as always, we appreciate you guys listening. Let us know if you've ever been to Barbados or if you had a girls' trip that you want to share. You can send us a DM at any of the social medias at TAYF Podcast or send an email at TAYFpodcast@gmail.com. We are still always and continuously looking for show topics and ideas, so feel free to drop us a note. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
I'm going to sleep.